Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2117. Food Ingredients Label List. Is it helpful or deceptive? By Dr. Scott Schreiber with DIYActive.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Food Ingredients Label List. Is it helpful or deceptive? By Dr. Scott Schreiber with DIYActive.com. It's time to understand ingredient labels. Does the order matter on ingredient labels? What are common names? How do flavorings affect you? Yep, there is more to ingredient labels than immediately appear. The truth behind ingredient labels. The Food and Drug Administration mandates that all ingredients listed are placed in descending order of predominance. This means it's arranged from most to least by weight. The list is required to be on the same panel as the manufacturer, packer, or distributor information. It may be placed before or after the nutrition label. The font type must be at least 1/16 inch based on the lowercase o. This is the small print that very few people actually read. The font is so small that many are unaware that ingredients are even included on the package. All ingredients that are added to the product need to be listed. However, if a specific ingredient is added and subsequently removed, it does not need to be included. Concerns arise because it is very difficult to know with 100% certainty that all of a specific ingredient has been eliminated. Also, chemical changes can occur to the food during the addition and subsequent removal of the ingredient that can be harmful to your health. A consumer would not know that potentially harmful ingredients were even added, which is pretty disturbing. What are common names? Common names, the most understood by the public, should also be used. However, what's common to one person is not common to another, and there is no standardization. On the FDA webpage, sugar is used as an example, but in a previous article, I've documented 61 different choices of sugar that can be used on labels. This portion of the labeling law seems to be enforced very loosely. Now, what about fats? Some alternative fat and oil blends may be listed in parentheses when they are not the predominant ingredient, and the manufacturer is not able to identify which fat or oil is the predominant ingredient. This does not make sense, since whom else but the manufacturer would know the predominant ingredient? This is very concerning, considering some fats are damaging to your health, such as trans fat and saturated fat. How are preservatives labeled? When chemical preservatives are added to a food product, the common name and reason for use must be present on the label. As I mentioned, common names are subjective. Also, side effects such as allergic reactions are not required to be on the label. Common chemical preservatives include BHT or butylated hydroxytoluene and BHA or butylated hydroxyanisole. They are used to extend shelf life. BHT keeps the original food color and helps prevent food from developing an odor. It's commonly used in fats and oils. BHA is used to prevent food from going rancid. It's added to fat-containing foods such as cereals, snack foods, dehydrated potatoes, beer, and chewing gum. According to CNN.com, both of these have been shown to promote the growth of tumors in lab animals. Sodium nitrate is another common preservative. It's found in bacon, jerky, deli meats, and smoked salmon. It's used to prevent botulism and reduce changes in color. The Environmental Protection Agency states that high levels of sodium nitrate may be related to brain tumors, leukemia, and nasal and throat tumors. Sulfites have been used for centuries, particularly in the production of wine. They're used to prevent bacterial growth and prevent discoloration. They're used in beer, cocktail mixes, processed baked goods, pickles, olives, salad dressing, powdered sugar, lobster, scallops, fruit fillings, fruit juices, and potatoes. Some people are sensitive to sulfites. However, reactions are more common in those with asthma. Sodium benzoate is a common preservative used to reduce the growth of molds, bacteria, and yeast, particularly in acidic foods. This preservative is used in carbonated beverages, fruit juices, pickles, salsa, and dips. This preservative is generally regarded as safe in small amounts. Now, how about flavorings? Spices, natural or artificial flavors must be labeled, but the specific ingredients do not have to be named. Many dangerous chemicals, as well as food products that many do not want to consume, can be snuck in under this category. It's best to avoid products that contain natural or artificial flavorings. Individual ingredients do not have to be named. A term as simple as flavoring can be used. It's these types of loopholes in labeling that dangerous chemicals can be added to foods without the public even knowing. How about food colorings? Many spices are used for colorings. They need to be labeled as such. If colorings are chemical in nature and certified, then they are listed as their specific name. If they are not certified, they are labeled as artificial coloring or artificial color. Any chemical can qualify as artificial coloring. According to the Center for Science and the Public Interest, food manufacturers use over 15 million pounds of food colorings in our food. There are studies that link food coloring to certain types of cancer, hyperactivity, and behavioral problems in children. In Europe, foods that contain colorings come with a warning label. This is not the case in the United States. According to the Food Freedom Network, the following food colorings have been associated with negative health consequences. Blue number 1 has been associated with kidney tumors. Blue number 2, increased tumor growth in general. Citrus red number 2 is toxic to rodents and causes bladder cancer. Green number 3 may increase the risk for tumors in the pancreas and in the testes. Red number 3, linked to thyroid cancer. Red number 40, immune tumors and hyperactivity. Yellow number 5, also linked to hyperactivity. And yellow number 6, tumors of the adrenal gland. Are you allergic to certain ingredients? Only major food allergens must be on the label. These include milk, egg, fish, crustacean shellfish, tree nuts, wheat, soybeans, and peanuts. And more recently, sesame has been added to the list as well. Tree nuts include almonds, beech nuts, Brazil nuts, butternuts, cashews, chestnuts, coconuts, hazelnuts, ginkgo nuts, hickory nuts, lychee nuts, pecans, pine nuts, pistachios, shea nuts, and walnuts. Wheat includes all types: common wheat, durum wheat, club wheat, spelt, semolina, einkorn, emmer, kamut, and triticale. Wrap up. What do I eat? It's best to avoid chemicals used in the food manufacturing process. Consuming a mostly organic whole food diet will avoid most harmful chemicals. I cannot stress enough to take the time and read food labels prior to purchasing a particular food item. If you do not recognize it as a common ingredient, it's probably an added chemical. If you cannot pronounce the ingredient, it is most likely unhealthy. Focus on high-quality, organic, nutritious whole foods, mostly fruit and vegetables in their natural forms, and preferably sourced locally. You just listened to the post titled, Food Ingredients Label List, Is It Helpful or Deceptive? By Dr. Scott Schreiber with DIYactive.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really like Dr. Schreiber's advice about trying to pronounce ingredients. If it's hard to pronounce, it may not be the most nutritious. Another time-saving trick I like to use involves the ingredients list itself. When you're looking at the list of ingredients, look to see how many are listed. If the food has more than 5 ingredients, it probably means it's also got a lot of additives and preservatives, basically things that we probably don't need. Now, have you ever thought about how fresh fruits and vegetables don't even have an ingredients list? No? Just me? Well, anywho, let's think about why that is. Oh yeah, it's because they don't need one. After all, it'd be a waste of resources to print an ingredients list for just one ingredient. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.